The fight for reparations went to Dorset in England this past weekend. That's a group of protesters demanding that a Conservative MP there should hand over to the people of Barbados his 621-acre sugar plantation at Drax Hall in St. George. They're joining some prominent voices in the Caribbean in calling for Richard Drax, the MP for Dorset South, to do so as compensation for his family's 200 years of slave owning and slave trading here. The festival itself celebrates the Tall Puddle Martyrs, poorly paid farm workers who were transported to Australia in 1834 for organizing trade union activities. One of the voices featured by the organizers of the rally was Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies and Chairman of CARICOM's Reparations Commission, Sir Hilary Beckles.
There is no family in Britain that has been so consistently and persistently attached to slavery and its legacy than the Drax family. One, there is no family that has made arguably as much money out of slavery and post-slavery than the Drax family, because they were in it longer than any other family. They are the only family in Britain today that we can identify as those who created slavery, managed slavery, emancipated all the way into today. And it's the only family we know today in Britain that has an unbroken history with slavery from conception.
Mr. Drax, give it back!
We're holding a peaceful, safe protest outside the Drax estate in solidarity with the people of Barbados who've been calling for reparations in respect of slavery and the slave trade. And the Drax family were pioneers in the horrible trade of slavery.
I'm an artist,
violence, rape,
I'm a teacher, and I'm also a member
of
Extinction Rebellion.
I am an uncle, idea of racism
and I have two
that we still live
lovely
with today.
Nieces in the UK,
so
and I have
we
two
want
lovely
a conversation about how do we have reparations and justice, because there is
a
moral
and
a material debt that needs to be paid.
So a repatriation of land that doesn't belong to, or shouldn't belong to, a Tory Conservative MP.
Yeah.
And the notion that he believes that he's somehow superior to us, as well as black people around the world. And he doesn't believe in human rights or justice. Or if he did, he'd be the first one to offer his land back in Barbados and give it back to the people of the indigenous population of the island.
Yeah, we've come up from Bristol and we're reparations activists, and I think it's a great move that Dorset has taken it upon themselves to call the reckoning in, really, and seeing the connection between today's epidemic of racism and the historical realities of enslavement. But I think it's really important, as we link with Barbados, that grassroots communities are also going to benefit from this, and that their voices are heard, and we don't just see this as some kind of elitist or neo-colonial kind of takeover of the movement.
Richard Drax inherited Drax Hall Plantation, but kept it off the Parliamentary Register of Members' Interests until recently, after a British newspaper revealed errors and omissions in his declaration. At the time, he said, though the role of his ancestors was deeply, deeply regrettable, he resisted reparations on the grounds that no one can be held responsible today for what happened many hundreds of years ago.
Mr. Drax, give it back!
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Sagicor General presents three simple steps for treating general insurance dysfunction. Research shows that one in five individuals has an insurance policy that suffers this ailment. Here are three steps for early treatment. 1. Admit that your policy has a problem. 2. Talk to a professional. General insurance dysfunction is a serious, non-medical condition which requires urgent intervention. 3. Choose a Sagicor General Insurance policy. You deserve better insurance. Call Sagicor General Insurance at 431-2800 or contact your Sagicor agent or insurance broker today.